time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Well, I've never been accused of being normal or average, so I guess I'm just an overachiever. There are over 135,000 residents in Humboldt County, and the county's website tells us that about 2,494 of us have gotten COVID-19 so far. That's about 1.8% of the population. Yes, you did hear me right. I am part of the 1.8%. Over 2 weeks ago, I had cold sweats and started feeling a little odd. I went home and went to bed, and ended up staying in isolation for almost 2 weeks. I'm happy to report I'm feeling much better and have been released by the county health nurse. Before I had COVID, I thought, if I ever get sick, I don't want to be a part of the statistics, and I did not think I'd get tested. But my mind changed when I started feeling crummy, and I wanted to protect my family and the rest of the community. So I made my way down to Redwood Acres to get tested. For those of you who are fearful of the test, I want to reassure you, my experience at Redwood Acres was excellent. The parking lot was near empty, I followed the cones into the building, and I was greeted by a gentleman that handed me the shortest registration form ever. I waited about 2 minutes and went into the registration station. They asked a few questions and sent me into a booth where they administered the test. I'm not sure if this is everybody's experience, but they didn't need to swab my brain, just the entrance to my nostrils. Done. I was back in my car in less than 10 minutes, a courteous and professional crew all around. I've talked to others who have tested positive, and it seems the symptoms are not 100% consistent across the board. I personally didn't have fever or trouble breathing, just a headache and body aches. The loss of smell was the strangest side effects. I've never had a very keen sense of smell or taste. I usually struggle with being able to tell the difference between Coke or Pepsi, but with COVID, sometimes I wasn't sure if it was vanilla or chocolate milkshake. I'm relieved that I can smell and taste again. I want to thank my family for their support in helping me through this. I also want to thank my coworkers who picked up the slack while I laid in bed. Thanks to everyone who prayed for me, I definitely appreciate you all. Finally, thank you to the healthcare workers who are dealing with sick and cranky people day in and day out. Thank you for helping keep our community safe. If there is a plus side to all this, I was told I won't be able to get it again for at least 90 days, hopefully longer. So what have I learned? Number one, if you feel ill, just go get tested. It's easy, fast, and will give you the peace of mind to know if you're infecting your family and loved ones. Number two, be cautious. I have no idea how I got it. I don't remember drinking after anyone, hugging or shaking hands with someone who tested positive, and I wasn't going to large gatherings or parties. Number three, take advantage of the self-isolation. Relax and get some rest. Well, that's about all I have for you this week. Stay safe out there. Pray for our community. We definitely need it. Thanks again for listening. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.